I'm so excited. The new year means the return of the TV Diva. The TV Diva, we're going to have to take a second because, you know, The Bachelor is back. And Show Karen is here. She always has an opinion about this.
I cannot believe these poor women get suckered into this over and over and over. And they all show up with the same high hopes and wonderful dreams that they're going to walk away married to this thing. That they don't even know. What if he's just a jerk? Obviously he is, because he's dipping his toe in all the pools and nobody sees that going in. It's okay. You want to marry a guy that's been with 20 something women? You know, good grief. What are they expecting out of this? And then they're just crushed if he gives somebody else some of his time, that he should make out with some of them. Hello, that's why he's there.
So Karen really has some thoughts on this. I mean, really does.
Right? I feel like she's been there. Like, she's there in the mansion.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Giant house.
Sticking up for women around the world,
for
Karen. Good job.
The world. That lady. I love her. Love her.
There's a lot of reality shows. It's almost like they're making a comeback right now. I noticed on Netflix that there is a brand new reality show starting up. And it is called The Circle. What happens is, in The Circle, is it puts these people together, but they're not really together. They can only interact on social. And then they have to figure out whether or not the person they're interacting with is really a real person, or if they're making themselves up a character of some sort.
Oh, my.
Things have changed so much when we watched that very first inaugural season of Survivor all those years ago. And we were just enthralled with everything that's going on.
Right.
Now there's a reality show for everything.
There is. And the real world. I go all the way back to the real
Now you're talking, girl. My favorite.
Right? I mean, wasn't that the original reality
show? Oh my gosh. It really was. It really was. I love
the real
world.
What was their motto? Something about getting real, or I forget.
What happens when people stop being polite and start getting real?
There we go.
Okay, maybe just
okay,
a little bit.
I know.
Well, there since we're starting 2020, okay. I figured I'd go to you because a lot of people are looking for the ways to fill those winter nights. So what is Diva's official recommendation for 2020?
Okay, well, I have two. So my official pick, I love Last Man Standing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming back. I was so sad when it originally got canned, and then they repicked it back up another network. And yes, because, I mean, Tim Allen isn't for everyone. He's very political. I'm not even sure I share all of his political views, but I like that he has them. He's well-spoken. I think he's funny.
Very funny.
And he makes people think. And I think that's good, you know? I need to see the other side of things.
Right.
And I just love the cast. I mean, they're adorable. The lady who plays his wife, she's fun. And it's great to see a, you know, strong leading lady like her. And the daughters are just, you know, I mean, this is a guy who should have sons, right? And he has daughters, three of them.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. I love it. And if you're in between, you know, a sitcom or a reality show, try America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
Usually on in the summer, but now they have The Champions.
That's right.
So they just started, almost missed it. I was like, DVR, are you recording this? So, yes, I like that show. It's fun to watch, and it's nice to see people who, you know, they all have a story, and it's like the underdog getting that chance.
Well, that's a fun way to start off 2020. That'll get us going. That'll get us streaming. And of course, we'll consult with you again soon to find out what else we should be watching. All right, Miss Diva, thank you very much for coming in.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.